Everybody, we're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, I'm out of breath, and we all know the master Bubba. Good morning, Bubba.
Where's the monkey banner, dude?
Can't help you.
I don't know what to tell you.
Can't help you.
Oh, man.
Morning, Bub.
Morning, dude.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm just working away.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Monkey in Paradise, the social vodka that reminds you, where's your banner?
Where is your banner?
This is our prop for today, ladies and gentlemen. Monkey in Paradise reminds you to please drink responsibly. Miss Outlaw Boutique for the finest in boutique salon. For the finest in boutique items, Miss Outlaw Boutique at 561-660-6695. Check her out on Facebook, Miss Outlaw Boutique.
Stop. Can we get a cut?
Sure.
In action. Go. Start over.
TonyRienzi.com, exotic car guru and salesman to the stars, TonyRienzi.com. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. This, the 31st of July, Bob.
30th
of July, 9 to 12 at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall. Exit 71, I think it was, Bob, when I drove past it the other night.
Well, how would you know you drove past it?
Right on, ladies and gentlemen. Bob, how are you doing today? You seem to be in a good mood.
No, long day already, man. We've gotten a lot of stuff done. Pretty good when you can start your day off with four or five ball players coming through your door. That's a pretty strong day. And now we are having so much fun on this C7 Corvette, getting ready to just lay down something that's going to be an absolute tire shredder. So how could you not go wrong right now?
Bub, we did have several of the Miami Marlins in here this morning. We're doing some nice upgrades on their vehicles. Yeah. I want to take a moment and give a big thank you to our producer, Casey Rivard. He has had to step up his game over the last week and a half, Bub.
Big time.
The turnaround time on our episodes is immediate. The quality of what's going on from a top production standpoint has been incredible, ladies and gentlemen. And the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports broadcast studio has been completely revamped and reset up. The technology coming out of it is stunning, Bub.
Yeah. We talked about it a little bit yesterday with everything that we've got going on here at BEM, everything from the rally team to the clients, the daily cars, to the celebrity clients, to the players, I think I already mentioned race team, but Monkey in Paradise Premium Vodka, to the TonyRienzi.com collection, to our exotic car collection that we have here that's always turning numbers, to our pro touring builds, to Miss Outlaw Boutique, to Morpheus and Torque, all of these different things we have going on. These things require and demand a lot of attention. It is literally like trying to either raise a baby or make a plant in the ground, right? It takes a lot of stuff. You've got to make sure you're doing it right, and that's exactly what we've got going on with Casey and all of our social media, dude. I mean, he's literally taken over everything from our photos to our Instagrams to our Facebook, because it is just so much work on the YouTube channel and our daily live streams, our Saturday radio podcast show that we do. There's so much that goes on, and it just requires demand, and that's it. If you can't do it, all day long, then it's just not gonna work. You have to put yourself down and you have to sit, and that's a hard job to do, sitting behind a computer all day long, doing editing, doing sound levels, doing video, doing graphics, doing designs, little pop-ups, little, B-rolls from clips that were shot over here with this video, with things that were done over here. A lot of hard work, so good job, Casey.
Yeah, we wanna say thank you, Casey, very, very much. I appreciate it. Bob, I wanna say thank you, too. I've been going through some issues, as you know, relationally.
I feel like Englishly you've been going through.
Yeah, exactly. I want to thank you for all your support. I had a very, very, just a really stellar, sometimes when you talk to your therapist, you get some things benchmark, and really accelerate you past a point, right? Mm-hmm. Last night was amazing. I actually sat up and did homework till about 1 o'clock this morning. And man, what I learned, Bob, Jesus Christ, man.
Well, no, it feels good to get things done in your life. Sometimes you never realize the impact that you're having or the way
someone's
you're
having
reacting,
on you.
Anything, just anything in general, whether it be a friend, whether it be a relationship, whether it be, a vehicle you're designing or building. Maybe something's just not coming together right. We've done a lot of extreme builds and we've all struggled with that stuff. And, you never really realize how much of like a weight on your shoulder that, certain scenarios are until you push past them and you write it off and you're done. You're like, man, it's either it's finished or I had to close that door or I had to stop and quit playing with the madness and move forward from it. I mean, all of those things add up. And eventually, once you break away and you remove yourself from the situation, you really feel that difference. And you're like, man, what was I doing for so long? What were you thinking?
You know, and the funny thing is, last night when we spoke on the phone around 9:30, you said, "Dad, I just want you to know that Layla and I are very proud of you. And I want you to know, Bub, that that touched me in the heart. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your love. And thank you for almost 29 years of being the world's best son. And I have no problem."
Well, what do you mean almost? Like,
almost 29 years.
Years weren't good or something?
No, you're almost, wait, you're almost 29. You're almost 29.
Yeah, in 2 days. So. And by the way, I already have one present that's already been technically given to me that I heard this morning.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Is that gangster or what, dude?
Cool, man.
That's
cool.
Pretty freaking legit.
Well, that's what happens when you have celebrity friends. Mr. Producer, do you have a question over there already?
Katie Porter says, "Oh, look, it's Bubba."
Katie Porter says, from Signature Auto House, says, "Oh, look, it's Bubba." Good morning, Katie. How are you? Hey, Bub, we're going to talk about the C7 Corvette that you're building right now. One of the things we did is brought you this car preemptively last week.
Yeah.
And we talked a little bit about some of the performance upgrades you're going to be doing and how on today's modern technologies, you can buy a lot of horsepower and bolt it together and make it happen at a very reasonable number.
Well, you can. It's, you know, today's world, you know, I talked about, last Saturday I did, maybe it wasn't our podcast. Maybe it was our live stream that we do every day.
Live stream.
I talked about the quality and the design and the R&D that goes into today's vehicles. And I'm talking everything from, man, if you want to start off with a freaking animal, let's just talk about the new Dodge Demon. So we're talking 840 horsepower, mass production, showroom, off the floor. This thing's 0 to 60 in 2.5 flat, dude. That is an animal. That what are you looking for over there?
I was going to actually show the audience kind of the old versus the new so they could see what you're doing.
Well, I got them back there. We'll bring them out in a minute.
Okay.
I feel like you're not even paying attention to me over here. I'm talking to nobody.
You're talking about the Dodge Demon and what an animal it is.
This is true.
I always pay attention to
you. So that's a car that is absolutely, I mean, built to the nines, right? As you would say, dressed to the nines. This thing is built to the nines. There's not much more you're really going to do to it. But again, there's going to be a whole market for it out there, even once it hits the streets. These things are hard to get your hands on, but that is a perfect example of the way cars come bulletproof, essentially, ready to go. And that car, in the hands of the right tuner, the right builder, keep in mind, guys, that's emissions compliant, straight up. You unlock that car, you're going to push that thing over the 1,000 horsepower mark on a stock setup. Guess who just came up with it? Was Camaro releasing their Exorcist, which is, by the way, over that 1,000 horsepower mark, stock, off the showroom floor. So that's what I'm talking about in today's world with today's superchargers, with factory mass production stuff. You know, the root-style systems that come on these cars, stock, they all supercharge systems. You're getting the V8 application. So typically, all of today's cars, to hear the words, you know, you're getting 500 horsepower, you're getting 550 stock, you're getting 650 stock. That's all basic information anymore, and you know, it's easy to do. So now if you take something like that, let's say this Z51 package Corvette behind me, so LT1 base, this is not a factory supercharge, which would be a Z06 650 horse. This one's sitting right at the 450, 455 mark stock. You put a
pro charger
on it, you add easily, depending on what you're doing and what other engine bolt-ons you're working with, you can add 40 to 50%. Right there, just by a simple bolt-on, man. You're taking these things out of the box, you follow the instructions, 50 pages on this kit, and you follow it start to finish, and you've just gained 200 and something horsepower. So now you're already in the 700 club, and you haven't done anything else to the car. Now you're going to doing long tube headers. We're using Cooks on this car, one of the highest brands out there you're gonna get for any of these modern vehicles. And I'm not talking just GM, but I'm talking Mopar, Ford, anything out there, the GT350Rs. These are some of the best kits you're gonna buy. Best fitment, best sound, best quality, and I mean, you're paying the big bucks for them. You are. Truly you are, but I'll tell you what, it's going to go right on. That's going to easily allow us to tune this car to that 750 mark, no problem at all.
And Bub, it wasn't that long ago, I'm going to say mid-90s, mid to late 90s, probably late 90s, the fourth generation Camaros, what were the years of those?
Fourth gen was 93 to 02.
Okay, so it wasn't that long ago in that time frame that we thought, you know, Chevrolet had changed the body style. It was a little more aerodynamic, although I was always a fan of the third gen look. We thought that was horsepower, man, at 300 horse, 400 horse.
Well,
that
was, that was the biggest thing. I mean, those in those cars, man, they were animals, dude. If anybody out there has ever owned one of those, any of those, LT base, which was like 94, starting in 94 when they did the Corvettes, so either the LT base motors, going all the way up to the LS1, LS2, and sometimes like the Trans Am WS6, which was an LS6 package, you were still only pulling 330 horse stock off the showroom floor. Granted, you could bump that up again with, you know, bolt-ons, exhaust, long tube headers. Those cars, you couldn't really run true duals on them. They had to have Y-pipe systems, so 3-inch Y-pipe on them. Catalyst systems, you could get those cars to 400.
Right.
Not hard. 400 was a lot in those cars. They were lightweight rear ends. Man, if you didn't know how to track that car right, you could lose them really fast. And there were a lot of those cars that are just gone because people didn't know how to handle those cars But even on a good day, throwing on like, you know, really your only maximum option you have on those cars would be like a side mount centrifugal style Paxton supercharger. Yes. That was a big thing then, Paxton Vortec. And you could get them into that 500, 550 mark, no problem. But even then, that was about as far as you were going with that car. It was a lot of horsepower. But in today's world, again, that 550 number, that's normal now. I mean, that's when you say I've got 600 horse. Okay, guys, we're talking stock Mercedes-Benz now.
And they're now, ladies and gentlemen, leaving the factories with that kind of horsepower.
Yeah.
Then they turn to you. You're one of the top three in the industry today. You can tell by the knowledge that Bob brings forth, the years, that he can identify the years very quickly, the horsepower ratings of those years. He's very, very studied and very learned. That's how he keeps on the edge. But Bob, now you bring forth this kind of knowledge into this kind of technology, and you're pushing the 700 mark. Your needle's touching that 700 mark, 750.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not hard to do. I mean, achieving high numbers today is not hard. It's not. It really is. There it isn't. To do that stuff, like I mentioned, the new Camaro that's going to come out, the Exorcist, that's 1,000 horsepower stock. I mean, there's only so many other cars out there in today's world, and I'm talking like very high-end limited run Porsches, very high-end Lamborghinis. I mean, you have to twin turbo these things to hit those numbers. The average right now is in like that 650 to 755, 775. That's kind of the average max horsepower you're getting mass production. Now GM just freaking said, settle down with that demon. We just dropped the Exorcist on you. So now you've got 1,000 horsepower out of the gate before you've even considered touching the car.
It's funny, ladies and gentlemen. We were coming out of the gym last week, and Bob was talking about the release of the new Demon. I benchmark things in my mind by things that are going around me. It's like I close my eyes and open them, and it's a shutter on a camera, and it leaves an indelible impression on my mind. So I can benchmark things and recall them very easily. We were coming out of the gym, Bob, last week, and we were walking out. We were parked in the left-hand side, not the center aisle where we normally park, in the back. We like to park to the back and walk. And you said, well, Dad, you know the new Demon's out. And I said, yeah. And you had your phone in your right hand, and you just looked at me, and you just started laughing, that cute laugh that you got. You know, it's very warm and reassuring.
It's that trouble laugh.
It's that trouble laugh, uh-huh. Right? And he goes, I ain't going to touch this new Exorcist. It's 1,000 horsepower down.
No. I mean, seriously, dude. I mean, I remember when the new ZL1 Camaro came out. This was back in 13, right? So back in 13, when we were building for James Brown for CBS Sports, so he got the very first one, number one, off Chevrolet's production line.
In fact, that the article for that for receipt of that car was filmed at our other location.
Yeah,
and it was institutionalized in a magazine, Corvette Weekly, or Corvette Monthly, or something, and mm-hmm. It's hanging framed in our lobby. You guys can go see it.
That car, when it released, I mean, literally, that car came in from the manufacturer, from the GM plant directly. We unwrapped that car at the shop. It was, I mean, custom built for James Brown.
Came in a trailer.
00001.
Came in a trailer.
Very first car that they ever built. This car was a car that, I mean, literally, of course, me, no balls over here. No fault I'm going for, right? So I pull this thing out. I just wide open throttle up the street in this car. Hey, if you're going to test it, you might as well test it.
He said right something, if I recall correctly, now this was years ago, he said something about putting his diapers on before you took it.
For sure, because that thing was an animal. So this, going back to that ZL1 Corvette, and this shows how far technology's come in terms of traction control systems, ABSs, everything you can imagine. That car was physically the only car that's ever been produced that could not pull a 0 to 60 time. You could not do it in that car. It still has not been done from a mass production level. You can't get it.
Really?
The car just will not stick. And that was 650 horse, 650 foot-pounds of torque. That thing was an animal. 2013 ZL1s, they were freaking nuts, dude. When these things, or I'm sorry, the ZR1. It was a ZR1 Corvette, ZL1's Camaro. So these things were animals, dude. And I'm talking first, second, third, fourth, you're spinning everywhere. So unless you had track compound tires on it and you were on the track, absolutely no way possible you were going to get a very clean and solid 0 to 60 time.
And it's funny, a lot of people don't know, we do build for a lot of celebrities. In fact, we're building a 62 Corvette for Chuck Bell, who is the weather anchor for WNBC in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
And he was just talking about a legend in that area, Jim Vance, the black gentleman who was the news anchor for 39 years on NBC, passed away of throat cancer last week. And
wow.
He called me yesterday to tell me about that, and it rocked me. He goes, Tom, I just thought you'd like to know, because the connection is James Brown
mm-hmm.
and Jim Vance. They're very close friends.
Very close.
And we talked about that, and he said that Jim had a collection of Corvettes as well, including the new 427 car.
Mm-hmm. Animals.
Animals, man.
Animals.
Mr. Producer, do you have a question, sir?
Happy Tuesday to you all. Can I get 700 horsepower in my Bill? My Bill is awesome.
Mike McCloskey says, happy Tuesday to you all. Can I get 700 horsepower on my build? Sure you can.
We can. We'll have to go back to the drawing table, Mike. But I'll tell you what, yours is going to be a stout 450, very fun and very comfortable in any of those 64 to 70 Mustangs, man. That's where it's at. Fun street cars, kind of a nice pro touring setup, really reliable, great to use. Not a tire shredder by any means. I'm talking third gear at 70 on the highway.
But super cool cruiser.
Really, that's perfect. That's what you need to pull that car around.
But that's what Mike wants.
Right, and that's what you want. It's a cruiser. It sounds really good. It's reliable. This thing right here, we are working with insane technology. This is going to be an absolute animal. This is the car that literally, I kid you not, Mike, if you've never driven something with this kind of horsepower and this kind of torque, supercharged, I mention it all the time, they come on totally different than turbos. Supercharged setups come on violent. I mean, they just, it's full on torque and it's right to 7,000 RPM. There's no lag, there's no waiting for it, there's no pedaling it. You're just full torque and you are spinning. And I'm talking 70, 80 miles an hour just shredding tires. It's a really scary feeling if you can't track that car straight. So thank God for traction control systems and ABS. I turn them all off.
I turn them off too, Bub.
That's why you hit the walls all the time.
By the way, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race and rally team will be under the lights at Palm Beach International Raceway Thursday night, ladies and gentlemen. Thursday night.
Yep.
Thursday night, under the lights, racing
Palm
rally
International
team,
Raceway.
Palm Beach International Raceway.
Gonna have a lot of cars out there.
Gonna have a lot of cars out there.
I'll tell you what, man, I'm not trying to freaking toot my own horn here, whistle or whatever you call that blowing thing you do, but I'll tell you, we got some good-looking cars when we take them out to the track.
We are dominating.
A lot of stuff comes out and they got tape all over the freaking things and all this nonsense, man. No, we're going out there with cars that not only look like they should be valeted out front of some five-star restaurants, but these things are running the track.
We are a very class organization. We do things very top shelf, Bub. Mm-hmm. The quality of your build style speaks for itself. Two of the Marlins pitchers that were in here today were talking about the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports 991,
yes.
The 911S Carrera, and how not only beautiful that car is, you can see that at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports or on our Instagram page, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, it's the blue one. They were talking about how beautiful that car is and how flat that car drives through corners and everything.
We'll wait till I'm done with his Audi. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we're
then.
Doing stuff on his Audi.
Run that thing sideways, man. Mm-hmm. Again, another car that comes, you know, mass production, 450, 475 horse, man, to touch 600. It's not a problem in that thing. A little tuning here and there, turbos on it, you can do a little upgrading, and then it's done. Yep.
Super good stuff. So, Bubba, we're going to do exhaust system upgrades, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, Bubba style custom tune on this car,
yep.
Bub. And we're going to do, you've already fixed the Pro Charger,
yep.
On that, taking care of it, gotten it all put back together, everything's fixed there. And this client's going to go out and have a really good time, man.
Yeah, man. And this is, this is kind of by choice. What we did here was, so the client, again, we've mentioned this before, if you guys haven't listened, the kind of overall on this car is C7 Corvette LT1 base Pro Charge system. So already it's got a good 40 to 50% upgrade in horsepower and torque on it. Great upgrade for just an out-of-the-box item. Now we're going to bump those numbers a little bit and do some crazy custom tuning on it. Still on pump gas 93, so it's just your everyday daily driver, super reliable. So what we did was went with a Cook's long tube header. These are stainless 1 7/8. This is a primary tube, so the size of the primary diameter is all 1 7/8. There's an upgrade to a 2-inch. This motor's not having any custom head work done, any cam work, any mods done to the valve train at any point in its near future. So we're just doing a 1 7/8. That's all the same needs for it to breathe really, really well. Then we're going to run that down into an off-road X-pipe. Off-road meaning that this thing is not going to be completely compliant. Here in Florida, totally okay, but not going to be completely compliant if this car were ever to get sold out in California. You would have to have catalytic converters in here. This system does not have it. It's a 3-inch mandrel bent stainless steel TIG welded all the way out the back to the factory mufflers. Now, this is where I throw in the kicker, because a lot of people will give you conflict on it. So most companies, this is a fairly expensive kit. You're looking at upwards of $2,000 here just in these parts you're holding before you even touch putting them on the car. So you're looking at $2,000, $2,500 there for the kit. Now you want to figure if you wanted to do an axle back kit, which would be technically from here, it would be your outlets here. That would be the axle back kit on this car. It would be from there going out the rear to the four tips you see at the back, the quad tip system. All of those kits can be another $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. Sometimes financially that doesn't work for a client. Sometimes it works fine, no problem. However, me from a builder standpoint, I've done these installs before, and I personally and professionally always suggest both sides. I always suggest a professional wherever you want to go, and I always suggest a personal because I've got so much experience doing it. I know that for what this client's trying to do with this car, the factory mufflers on this system that are electronically controlled and operated through the center console switch, depending on the mode you're in, sport, track, rain, all of those items, you can get the exact tone you want, and this will be more than loud. I'm telling you, when these things open up, the long tube header, the 3-inch off-road X-pipe, the high flow, no cats, no restrictions. The only thing you've got now is two small mufflers that are valve controlled at the rear. So it's going to be way more than enough for this thing to have a really nice roar, but still be able to talk on it when you're, you know, talk in the car when you're cruising down the highway. And then if you get into it or go into track mode, it's going to open up the mufflers inside internally through the electronic valves. And it's really going to double that volume.
Very good, Bob. Mr. Producer, did you have a question, sir?
I have two.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Klasky commented again. I go with the Cruiser. I want people I drive by to enjoy my BEM build as I smile and drive away.
Wow, Mike McCloskey, thank you so much. He says he's good with the Cruiser, ladies and gentlemen.
Perfect.
He just wants
car.
People to yep. enjoy his Bubba's Exotic Motorsports purpose-built Mustang and be happy when he goes by.
Yep.
Thank you, Mike.
Look good and ride clean. It's that simple.
Exactly right.
And then Stephen Buchta says, Bubba, what type of wheel tire setup would you run on this
here we go.
For the best quarter mile times?
Wow, okay.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not allowed to release a client's ownership in a vehicle, but this is the client that just wrote in. He's watching right now. I do that to protect them, and you'll notice their license plate is also not displayed. It's to protect my clients. The client would like to know, Bub, what kind of wheel and tire combination would you run with this as well? You were just working with the Marlins, a couple of the Marlins pitchers, did a couple of wheel and tire upgrades on their vehicles today. What would you run on this particular application?
So I mean, if this were something that was sitting in my inventory, or even if it were just a package, I would suggest to a client, if this was going to be something you wanted to get track times on, there's a lot of great companies out there, whether it be Nitto, Toyo. We're sponsored by both. We run both for depending on what we're doing. There's road course setup. You have different tires for road course. You have different tires for quarter mile times, straight tracking. And you can run anything from 18-inch all the way up to a 20-inch on this car, and that's a beautiful combo. Keep the stagger. Personally, I like these cars on 20s, and Nitto and Toyo both offer anything from the road course tire or the straight line quarter mile tire. Both of them offer something in that line in the 20-inch size that fit these cars beautifully. And it's all about, essentially, at that point, personal preference and whatever your budget may be.
Mr. Klein, also, you may want to join us under the lights Thursday night as the Bubba Exotic Motorsports race team will be out there. If you have not had this car on the track or ever done that, I think you should come out. We'll put you in the car with our World Rally Champion, Gio Hammerback, and we'll get you some seat time in this thing. And you're going to find out what this thing's really all about. And to drive the car to its limits like that is totally different than in a street-driven capacity.
Yeah, it big time is, man. And it's so funny because, you know, we talk about it all the time. There were days where, you know, when I would walk into dealerships, no matter what I bought, I would buy manual transmissions straight up. Like, give me manual. It doesn't matter if I'm buying
not anymore.
A Z06. It doesn't matter if I was buying a Z01, if I was buying a Camaro SS. It didn't matter what I was buying. I was buying manual. All my older cars, my 70.5 Camaro, manual. Any of my older vintage vehicles, I would do 4, 5-speed, 6-speed conversions in them. I would always do manuals. But in today's world, especially like this, a 7-speed paddle shift, man, you've got everything, the centrifugal clutches, all you do is make sure you steer that car and let it do its job. That's it. And that makes a lot of fun, especially if the client takes his car out, comes out Thursday night with us, we'll put him with Gio Hammerback. Gio can run him in this car and show him physically what this car is capable of, push it to the limit, and then even get him behind the wheel and train him, show him how this car can physically run. That much more fun and that much more connection with your car.
Yeah, Mr. Client, if you are able to join us Thursday night,
I think he flies out of town. That's right. That's why I've got to get this finished up.
Really?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. You'll get there with the next track day with us. Don't worry about it. We'll make sure you get out there with us. And it's an experience that you have to do this to experience it.
Big time.
It's really, really good. Our producer is telling us we've got to get ready to wrap up here today, Bub.
Yep.
We do have a busy afternoon here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
Big
a lot
time.
Of stuff is starting to move through the paint and body facility. I'm very proud of the way that's come together. That was kind of our Achilles heel there, was that area.
Well, it always has been. It's to do good paint and body takes time, man. You wouldn't want to slop it, and you wouldn't want to rush it. And clients wouldn't want that either.
Do you want to tell everybody what I did yesterday, Bub?
Not really, dude. No. No, not at all. It was bad.
So, only me, ladies and gentlemen. But you can share it with the world. I don't mind.
Hey, man, all I know is this guy...
Let's start with the crew.
It should leaving. It would have never been a situation had it have never been left the way it was.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, we had a car getting ready to go down to our off-site paint facility, and the trailer was parked right in the middle of the parking lot. So no deliveries could come in, and we could not get out, right? And Bub's initial thought was, I'm just going to unhook it and leave it sitting there. Well, that didn't do any good because I couldn't get my car out, and I needed to leave.
Right.
It was time to go.
Right.
So out of aggravation, I jumped into it.
Which you should just not Number one, probably don't drive aggravated. Two, you're already aggravated enough as it is.
I wasn't yelling or screaming. I was just...
No, but you had a lot going on.
Thank you.
So there's no reason for you to try to maneuver a 65-foot truck and trailer when you got a lot going on. You couldn't even figure out what gear you were in.
Yes, I had a lot going on.
So where'd you put our trailer?
Well, part of the awning for our building is now missing.
You see? You mean the front office?
Yes, the front office has kind of got an open drive-through window now.
Now it's kind of like at one of the outdoor bars. It just has like, we have those flaps that just hang down and you just walk through them.
I could go to Miss Outlaw Boutique and take her saloon and put it in the gaping hole.
Perfect.
It's like a kid with a front tooth missing.
Exactly.
That's what this crew costs us because...
We've got a couple of those anyway.
We're talking about Craig then.
Oh man, yes. I gotta go, dude.
So Bub, no cars got down to the off-site paint facility yesterday.
Zero. Nothing. It was nothing more than a day of money cost because the back of the trailer is done. We gotta put lights in and everything. So
I know our producer was inside. I thought maybe I hit a car at first, and I was laughing about that.
I'm pretty sure you took the roof off the building. I was dying, dude.
Yeah, I looked in the right rearview mirror, the outside rearview mirror, and I saw pieces of wood dangling down.
Yeah.
And our producer comes running out, and he goes, "What the hell just happened out here?" And I said, "I just made a drive-through. McDonald's, may I please take your order?"
All right, I gotta go. I gotta get back on this thing. Just so you guys can see, so I'm gonna show you literally behind here. So you're not only working with heavy crap material, but here's one driver side. This is actually the catted pipe, so this is your down pipe. As you can see, I mean, feel the weight of this, right? Fairly heavy compared to, just that one pipe alone is heavier than this single stainless steel header by itself. And you go to factor in not only on those, but then you have more. How restrictive do you guys need this system to be?
This is a factory X pipe. Notice, ladies and gentlemen, forms in X. This is what Bub was talking about.
A lot of tapering, a lot of welds, a lot of filtration devices in here. Resonators, catalytic converters, shorty manifolds, they're cast, they retain a lot of heat. So this upgrade is going to be serious.
Very serious. Here are the factory O2 sensors. Bub, we talked about upstream and downstream.
Yep.
Let's show the audience which is up and which is down.
Well, this is actually pretty good here because here's that color combo thing we had to struggle with here last week at BEM. So you've got a black and you got a gray, you have an upstream and a down. This is the same thing we discussed on the Jeep we just finished, the high flow MagnaFlow kit on. So that is, you have an upstream that filters how rich the air fuel mixture is coming into the catalytic converter. It starts there, it filters. This one checks to see exactly what happened between this sensor, this filtration, and hitting this sensor. So that's literally these two nonstop communicating back and forth with the ECM, the PCM, whatever anybody wants to call it out there. Powertrain control module, engine control management, anything you freaking want to call it, or if you just want to call it a computer, that's what those sensors are doing, is communicating back and forth, saying if this cat is doing exactly what it should do, and then it adjusts your air fuel ratios as it needed.
Very good, Bub.
That's it.
That's it. Till tomorrow.
Keep on doing it Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique. For all the finest in boutique apparel, Miss Outlaw Boutique. Facebook, Miss Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event. We will be there on the 30th of July, 9 to 12, at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall. We ask you to come out and join us for the full Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Rally and Racing game, which is set up for you guys to see. Monkey in Paradise, that's monkeyinparadise.com. Monkey in Paradise reminds you to please drink responsibly. Please set out to touch somebody's life in a positive way today. Grab somebody's hand that needs to be held. If their heart's hurting, help their heart too. You'll know it, you'll feel it, you'll see it in their face. Help their heart. Hold somebody's hand. Make a difference. Open somebody's door. If somebody needs shoes, buy shoes for them. If they're hungry, feed them. So tomorrow, let's keep on doing it, Bubba style.